this afternoon we should get more of an idea what the outgoing chair of the National Public Inquiry into Child Abuse thinks is wrong with the inquiry. The Times reports this morning that Dame Lil Goddard believes its scope is simply too broad and that it should be, as she puts it, recalibrated more towards current events. Peter Saunders is the founder of the National Association for People Abused in Childhood and is on the Victims Advisory Panel for the review, and I asked him about Dame Lil's memo.
The scale is huge. Nobody's denying that. And I think that we can expect, perhaps in the coming days or weeks, an announcement around that particular issue. I'm not a party to those discussions, but I am aware that the inquiry is aware that they have perhaps taken on something that is bigger than they even realised. And that really reflects the scale of the problem. So I don't think we should be deflected from the important work and the direction of the inquiry because of the lack of resources, because that's the other point that Lil Goddard has made, is that if this is to really work, it needs to have a proper infrastructure and proper resourcing.
So you would not be surprised if in the near future Professor Alexis Jay, who now heads the inquiry, were to tell us all that she thinks it would be sensible to make the inquiry more focused and to reduce its scope.
I believe that is the potential direction, but I wouldn't want any institution or abuser out there to think that in any sense the foot is coming off the gas on this inquiry. It isn't. But there is a realistic assessment of what can be achieved within this timescale and within the budget. And I hope everybody keeps their nerve. The people who don't want this inquiry to succeed are the abusers and their apologists. And I think it's absolutely critical for the sake of our children's future that we all continue to support this inquiry.
If that's right, which bits do you trim? Where do you reduce the scope without damaging the need for a really full inquiry, the kind you want to see, but at the same time making it possible for it actually to achieve anything at all?
As you know, the government and the Home Secretary have made a substantial investment, public investment, in this inquiry. It isn't for me to speculate on what might be trimmed back and what might not. That is for the inquiry panel. But we have in Alexis Jay a formidable person who has the confidence of her panel members. She certainly has my confidence, and I believe the confidence of everybody involved in the inquiry. Let's take her lead. The critical thing is that the issue, which is a massive issue of the on an industrial scale of abuse against our children, that we don't lose sight of the fact that this is the biggest inquiry of its kind ever announced. It's the best hope for our children's future in terms of the failings of institutions in the past. And I think the critical thing is to get behind the inquiry.
Peter Saunders, now.